Hi, I'm Alex. I've been assigned a new project with Worldwide Pharma, which is currently in the setup startup phase. In this course, you will see me and the team manage vendor-related activities during the setup startup phase of a study. I will reach out to you in the course to seek your advice. Donna will guide us when she feels the need. Let me quickly jot down some of the activities that we need to take care of during the setup startup phase. I am trying to identify and select vendors for the study with Worldwide Pharma. I have some documents to review in order to confirm the services that need to be outsourced. Why don't you go through these documents as well, so that we're on the same page? Based on what you read in the documents that I shared, help me identify the services that we need to outsource. I have the services that we need to outsource for the study listed here. The next thing on my list is to understand the scope and volume of the work involved, and then identify the vendors who can provide these services. Let's revisit the documents to look for any preferences mentioned in the documents regarding vendors to be used. We can also get the details of the scope and volume of the work involved from these documents. That should help us figure out what the vendor is being asked to do. Drag and drop the names of the services to their respective details and then click Submit. I now have a good idea of the type of vendors we need for each of these services. Since the plan of action for getting each vendor started will be different, I will initiate the process one by one for the three vendor types. In fact, we have a Tier 1 vendor that provides IRT services, Senduit. Seems to me that it may be a good idea to have them manage the IRT services. We would also want to ensure that we have a robust plan to manage them since we never had any direct business relation with them. Has Worldwide Pharma qualified this vendor recently, and is there a plan to ensure ongoing qualification of this vendor for the life of this project? Thanks, Sarah. That's good to hear. We'll reach out to Chemlever to start working with them. You saw that Sarah is keen on working with Chemlever. What should I do next? Now that we know that we need a vendor to outsource the Raider training services, next step on my list is to select a vendor for it. What should I do next? I looked in the QVL. Seems like we do not have any Tier 1 or Tier 2 vendors for Raider training. I found some Tier 3 vendors, though. I asked Dave, the strategic sourcing lead for Raider training vendors, about the next steps, and here is the email that he sent. What I gather from his email is that we need to collect competitive bids from potential vendors. I have a list of potential Tier 3 vendors from QVL. What should be my next step? The selected vendors have shared their proposals as part of the competitive bidding process. I think I know what to do next. We've recommended Benavista for the Raider training services. I sent an email to Worldwide Pharma for their approval. I looked in the QVL for a vendor that can provide specialty lab services for the study but couldn't find any. I spoke to a vendor representative from Q-Squared Solutions to see if they'd be able to perform this testing. Turns out they do not have a validated method for the required testing. The time that it would take for this would be considerably long. I reached out to Dave, and together we chose Genolab based on the bids. But unfortunately, they are not listed as a qualified vendor in the QVL. Quintiles has worked with them only when a sponsor has had a contract with them. We haven't had sufficient work with Genolab to warrant qualifying them before. But now, we'd need to qualify Genolab because Worldwide Pharma wants Quintiles to hold all vendor contracts except for EDC. I am aware that this testing will also be needed for additional studies coming up at Quintiles, so there is a likelihood of additional work for Genolab. Let me refer to the vendor management SOP and identify steps to qualify the vendor. After I get approval from Worldwide Pharma, I will initiate the work related to creating the purchase order and vendor contract, as well as starting the qualification process. Hi, Sarah. Our team identified a vendor, Genolab, that seems to match our requirements for the specialty lab services. I sent all the required information to you. We're waiting for you to give the required approvals so we can proceed with the qualification process, contract, and PO. Phew. The vendor selection process is finally complete, and we have the list of vendors Quintiles will be working with. Now I can initiate the vendor PO and create the vendor contracts. So far, so good. I was about to initiate work on the PO for Chemlever, the vendor providing IRT services for the study. No, they are sponsor-directed. Why? Is there an issue? What I heard from Ralph is concerning. What should I do? I was reviewing the new study timeline from Worldwide Pharma. I'm concerned that Genolab will be a rate limiter to FPI if they don't initiate their activities this week. Our contract with Genolab is near finalization, but we can't execute it because our contract with Worldwide Pharma is not yet finalized due to some questions that the sponsor has unrelated to this vendor. The team is on it, but it may take another month or even more to finalize the contract with Worldwide Pharma. What should I do to best handle this situation? In the current situation, I think the best approach would be to create a startup work order with both the vendor and the sponsor to initiate work. If the sponsor's startup work order is expected to take longer than the vendor's startup work order, obtain approval from Quintiles Finance to execute the vendor startup work order at risk. The contract with Worldwide Pharma has been signed, including the complete amount for the specialty lab services. The project is in the startup phase. I need to make arrangements for the kickoff meeting. Which vendor should I invite to the meeting? Based on what we discussed, I invited all three vendors and the Quintiles team to the kickoff meeting. Seems like Alessia, the vendor representative from Chemlever, will not be able to attend the kickoff meeting. What should I do? Alessia agreed to send her supervisor who could fill in for her during the kickoff meeting. Seems like we are good for now. What should I do? I think I should reach out to all the vendors and share the agenda of the kickoff meeting, including information needed during the meeting from them. For instance, it should help if I share the details of the draft startup timelines and the key deliverables we will need from the vendors, and ask them to come prepared to discuss the list of key items they will need from Quintiles or the sponsor to go live. I have initiated work on the VMPs for the vendors in consultation with the vendor representatives. Donna told me that having a VMP in place helps manage vendors proactively and effectively. I just received an update that some of the lab kits from Genolab won't be ready in time for our first SIV. I tried reaching out to Phil, but he is not responding. We need to resolve this urgently. What do you suggest I should do next? I was able to reach out to the second escalation point at Genolab, Carl, as mentioned in the VMP. I've sent a follow-up email to him summarizing the details related to the deliverable missed and asked him to provide an action plan. We are arranging a call with him for this afternoon to discuss the matter. Okay, now that the VMPs for the vendors Chemlever, Benavista, and Genolab are in place, I should get started with the vendor system setup. I've created a list of tasks related to the setup for Chemlever. What is it, Gerald? Why do you think that's happening? But we reviewed the specifications, didn't we? I know what you mean. We should have included someone with experience in this type of trial design during the specification review. What do you suggest I should do next? I just got off a call with Anthony, the data team lead. There are some minor functionality issues in integrating the screening lab results with IRT. I'm worried that this may impact FPI. What should I do? The TPV system setup is complete. I need to make sure that Anthony has all the support he needs for vendor data transfers. Also, I need to ensure that the vendors work closely with data management to ensure that the TPV data transfer plan is completed as early as possible. But everyone didn't sign off on the specifications? How can we avoid this situation on future projects? I successfully completed all the tasks that were important to manage vendors during the setup startup phase. The first patient has been enrolled, and the study is now moving into the conduct phase. In this course, you saw me manage the vendors during the setup startup phase of a project. You are now aware of the different tasks that you are likely to look after during this phase of the project. This should help you manage vendors effectively. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. The GPT and the SPA are also available to provide support. Good luck.